second lesson is from the second chapter of the book Divine Providence, the beginning and ending of the chapter. The Lord's divine providence has for its end a heaven from the human race. The more nearly a person is conjoined to the Lord, the more distinctly he appears to himself to be his own, and yet the more evidently he recognizes that he is the Lord's. There is infernal freedom, and there is heavenly freedom. It is from infernal freedom to think and will evil, and so far as civil and moral laws do not hinder, to speak and do it. On the other hand, it is from heavenly freedom to think and will good, and so far as opportunity is granted, to speak and do it. Whatever a man thinks, wills, speaks, and does from freedom, he perceives as his own. For all freedom that everyone has is from love. Therefore, those who are in the love of evil perceive only that infernal freedom is freedom itself, while those who are in the love of good perceive that heavenly freedom is freedom itself. Consequently, the evil and the good perceive the opposite to be slavery. Still, it cannot be denied by anyone that only one of these is real freedom, for there cannot be two kinds of freedom, in themselves opposite and in themselves freedom. Moreover, it cannot be denied that to be led by good is freedom, and that to be led by evil is slavery. For to be led by good is to be led by the Lord, and to be led by evil is to be led by the devil. Now, since everything we do from freedom appears to us to be our own, for it is part of our love, and, as was said above, to act from one's love is to act from freedom, it follows that conjunction with the Lord makes us appear to ourselves to be free, and consequently to be our own. The nearer the conjunction with the Lord, the more free we feel, and consequently the more we seem to be our own. We appear to ourselves more distinctly our own because the divine love is such that it wants what is its own to belong to another, thus to a person or an angel. Such indeed is all spiritual love, and above all the divine love. Besides, the Lord never forces anyone, for nothing to which anyone is forced appears as his own. And what does not appear to be his own cannot be part of his love, and so cannot be appropriated to him as his own. Therefore, man is continually led by the Lord in freedom, and also reformed and regenerated in freedom. As the Lord's divine providence has as its goal a heaven from the human race, it follows that its end in view is also the conjunction of the human race with himself, and that a person should be more and more nearly conjoined to him, and that a man by this conjunction should become wiser, and that he should become happier, and finally, that a person should appear more distinctly to himself to be his own, and yet to recognize more clearly that he is the Lord's. All these things are of the Lord's divine providence, because all these things constitute heaven, which providence has for its end. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.